Hello, this is Deirdre Nealon, editor of The Healing Muse, with this week's reading. Raven Heroux, a young writer from Boston, gives us an opportunity to think about what I'm going to call uncomfortable illnesses. In this excerpt from her essay, Technical Difficulties, she describes life with a brain that sometimes malfunctions. An uncomfortable illness is a condition that manifests itself at odd times and makes people who are nearby nervous and sometimes even unkind. Technical difficulties. It's not hard to be a decent human being, but some people struggle with this. Ever see someone with a scarred face or a broken arm? How old are they? Does it matter? They have a physical characteristic that allows you to sympathize with them, allows you to take a seat next to them, allows you to say, "So what's your story?" But what do you say to the young woman who says, "Oya gomushi bata la" to herself over and over, and then repeatedly asks, "Wait, pardon me, what did you say, huh?" Nothing. You don't say anything to her. You're supposed to step away, change seats, avert your eyes. Didn't your mother teach you not to talk to strangers? Deteriorating bodies get all the pity. What you don't know is that a primary doctor takes care of your broken bones, but a neurobiologist takes care of your brain. Go back to the girl speaking gibberish. She seems a bit off her rocker, yeah? You probably think that she thinks she's a witch. You probably wonder why she stamps her feet again and again to make them feel right and balanced. You probably giggle when she shouts, "What? What did you say?" to someone right beside her. You probably don't realize that she's a 21-year-old with a malfunctioning brain. Life gets interesting with a brain like mine. At 7, I was diagnosed with OCD. At 15, I was diagnosed with a sudden onset of Tourette syndrome. At 21, I'm losing my hearing, a product of my brain, not my ears. What will happen when I'm 25, 39, 73? Will my brain be mush by then? Will it leak out of my ears and ruin my outfit? Will I even have a brain? It's not as dramatic as I'm making it out to be. I'm quite easy to get along with if you overlook some of the glaringly strange quirks. We'd get along peachy, just as long as you don't mind if I keep the television volume on an odd number, hop across the crosswalk to avoid the white paint, spit out food if the texture is wrong. Would you care if I shouted in a British accent during a movie? Would you be bothered if I flailed my arms, perhaps accidentally slapping you in the jaw? What does it take to inform the masses that disabilities aren't always visual, that sometimes they hide in your brain and affect you in ways you can't control? What will it take to show people that disabilities aren't always crippling and can sometimes be hilarious? What can I do to show people I'm just a normal college student with a not-so-normal brain and an otherwise fairly normal life?